Good morning and welcome to Western Kentucky Live on this Monday morning, final Monday of the month of April, April 27th, 2026. I'm Danny, and today's program brought to you in part by the fine folks at the Paragon. We are featuring the 4th District Magistrate Republican primary race between Ronnie Knoll and Joseph Hemmerly. And we welcome both of them to today's program. And I'm doing this in alphabetical order. So we start out with Mr. Hemmerly with an opening statement.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me this morning. Appreciate you all having me here. Say, my name's Joseph Hemmerly. Most people know me as Joey. Work across the street here at the funeral home. Been in District 4 pretty much all my life. And I'll be 35 come July. And say, just running for this, I'm not sure it's time for change exactly, but you know, I would be the youngest on the magistrates by about 30 years, pretty close. And you know, I'll be the only one that has two kids going into the public education system here in Hopkins County, and I feel like I've got a really good finger on the pulse. To say in our community, you know, I see probably anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 or 3,000 people a week coming in and out of the funeral home. And I hear, you know, what they want to see in the county. Excuse me. And I just like to help. You know, that's what I've built my career on across the street. And just looking for more ways to help out our community.
Okay. Mr. Ronnie Knoll.
Danny, thanks for having me on your program today. I'm Ronnie Knoll. I'm a lifelong resident of Hopkins County. I'm married to my wife of 46 years, Tricia. We have one son, Ben. I hold two associate degrees in business administration and accounting and finance. As a small business owner, I operate Knoll Properties and Knoll Event Rentals. I currently serve on the county's budget committee and represent the county on the Economic Development Board of Directors. I'm asking for your support as I run for re-election as the 4th District Magistrate. My focus has always been simple: managing your tax dollars responsibly, improving our infrastructure, and staying accessible to the people of Hopkins County. I humbly ask for your vote on Tuesday, May the 19th.
Okay, Mr. Hemmerly and Mr. Knoll just gave their opening statements. Now, the winner of this primary will go, it's not over with the primary. There is a Democrat in the fall. Mr. Charles Yarborough will be the Democratic opponent in the fall. Mr. Knoll, we'll start with you. What's your concerns for your district, District 4?
District 4, for the past several years, Otter Lake is the biggest concern that we have in District 4, but hopefully by the end of the year, that problem will be resolved, and Otter Lake will be back to normal height. And first day that I took office 8 years ago, that was a problem that had been kicked down the road for many years, but we've worked with the state, and this is a state that has forced us to do this, and we're going to get it solved by the end of the year.
Mr. Hemmerly, your concerns for your district, District 4?
I'm not really sure about exact concerns going into the district. You know, I'm open to just about anybody's opinion on any of it. You know, obviously people complain about the roads, not so much on this end of the county, but, you know, exactly what is state, city, county roads, a lot of people don't know. So, you know, just kind of educating people as far as what goes on in the county level. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily have an exact issue I can put my thumb on, but I'll take into account the issues that people let me know about.
Okay, let's talk about the county. What is your concerns for the county of Hopkins?
You know, I'm kind of on the same as Ronnie. You know, just being educated about your tax dollars, what exactly they go to. I've heard a bunch of numbers on what we spend. Now, I'm obviously not in the meetings, so, you know, a lot of it's secondhand information, but there's a lot of projects and stuff that I would like to kind of look at and see where exactly everything's going. I know it's open record, and there's some things that have caught my attention that, you know, I would look into if elected.
Mr. Noel, what's your concerns for the county?
Well, one of the big issues we have is the Humane Society. We've got that to correct, and ambulance service would be another concern that we've got to work on.
So you more or less mentioned, both of you, possible improvements. What are some of the improvements that you're looking for in future years, perhaps?
Well, I would say that the entire county, again, we need to improve the ambulance service. Those people that live out in the county sometimes have long waits, and we need to work with the ambulance service. The county is required to offer ambulance service, but we contracted out to Regional Medical Ambulance Service, and we hope we can help them improve their response times and hopefully get maybe another ambulance on duty.
So what would be your concerns, Mr. Hammerley? And what about the ambulance service? Any thoughts on that?
I would obviously agree on the ambulance service. You know, if people need something, I mean, I would like to get it to them, especially if it's something as that important as, you know, medical services. I also agree on the Humane Society. I'm very big on the Hopkins County Humane Society. Just about every dog that we've had come through our house, it has been from the Humane Society. And we give to the Humane Society, and I would definitely like to see it back, you know, up to standard, up to par, and be able to give them what they need to get them back up on their feet.
Speaking of the Humane Society, two members of the Hopkins County Humane Society will be here tomorrow, a special edition of Western Kentucky Live. We'll have the director, Dustin Potenza, here, and Melissa Taylor from the board talking about some fundraisers coming up for the Humane Society. That's going to be tomorrow morning, this same time at 7:30. Mr. Hammerley, do you have any infrastructure concerns here in Hopkins County?
Not from above what most people see, you know, Shamrock. I've been on Shamrock for however long, you know, it just depends. Like I said, most people don't know what actually is the difference between a state road, a highway road, a county road. I'm still learning all that right now myself. Infrastructure, I mean, I don't have any immediate concerns, but like I said, I'm open to people bringing their concerns to me and seeing what I can do for them.
Okay. Any infrastructure concerns for you, Mr. Noel?
The south end of the county, which that's not in my district, but South Hopkins Water District is getting some grants, and we're trying to improve the water system in the south end of the county, especially around Hopkins County Central High School. That's we want to make sure that they have adequate water in case of fire or an emergency, and for the rest of the south end of the county. Roads are a big issue, and when I took office 8 years ago, we only allotted or budgeted about $1 million for blacktop, but in the past 3 or 4 years we've doubled that, and we've budgeted $2 million or a little more than that, and we've been able to blacktop more roads than has been in several years in the past 3 or 4 years.
And over the years, with the price of oil going up, blacktopping gets more expensive.
More expensive, right.
Now, Mr. Hammerley, I can give you a tip on how you can tell the difference between a state and a county road. State road has a line down it. Mm-hmm. Or a yellow line, or a yellow or white line, and those within the city corporations, they're within the city corporations. So if you're out in the county and you're on a road that has a line on it, that's a state road,
yes,
not
sir.
A county road. So that's something I learned. I didn't even know what, you know, but I learned that several years ago. That somebody said, "Well, a state road has lines down it." So anyway.
We have about 500 miles of county roads that we have to take care of. Mm-hmm. And so when you're plowing snow, you've got 1,000 miles. You got to go down, mm-hmm. you know, twice both ways. So.
We've mentioned roads. What about the sanitation situation here with the collection of garbage here in Hopkins County, Mr. Knoll?
Okay, our garbage is sent to the regional landfill down at White Plains, and we have convenience centers throughout the county, and it operates pretty smoothly. Just a year ago, we renegotiated with the landfill corporation, and we are able to get more money from tonnage that's being brought in from out of state or out of county. And our garbage, we're trying to reduce. Well, we've got recycle bins at the convenience centers, cardboard, and number one plastic. We would appreciate people that take things to the convenience center to use that to help reduce the cost of our landfill.
What about sanitation concerns, Mr. Hemmerly? Do you have anything that you're concerned about sanitation?
Not necessarily. Not off the top of my head. You know, whatever Ronnie said, you know, I agree with that. Obviously, he's been on it for 8 years, done a great job, knows all the numbers, knows everything when it comes to that. You know, I'm a frequent flyer at the Hanson Dump, so I think you're doing a pretty good job.
Okay. What about people who live out of county, Mr. Hammondley? Would you support perhaps a sticker system at the convenience centers to make sure that they're Hopkins Countyans?
So when it comes to something like that, obviously he said, you know, you're paying for the weight that you use at the landfill and everything. I wouldn't want people coming from out of the county to dump stuff. You know, sticker, I don't know. It's one of those things where you'd have to look at the numbers, I feel like, to see if, you know, cost versus return potential on it. I don't know how big of a problem that actually is as far as people coming from out of county to dump their stuff in Hopkins County.
What about it, Mr. Knoll? Is there a problem with people from out of county dumping at our convenience centers?
Yes, there has been. And you mentioned sticker system. We now have that. We restarted that. We had it years ago. So if you're a first-time person at the convenience center, they look at your license plate, and you have to show your driver's license that you're a resident of Hopkins County, and we have a little round sticker. And people say, I don't want that on my windshield. But you can put it on the driver's side door, inside the door. And most of the people that work at the convenience center, after you get one or they know you, you don't have to open your door and show it. People at these convenience centers work there regularly, and they get to know the people that come in and out.
Yeah, because they become regulars,
right,
of the convenience.
They become regulars, and they don't have to show their driver's license or show them the sticker. And we are...
I mentioned that because when I came to town in 72, there were stickers that you had to use at the convenience centers.
Well, it's being implemented again, and we did have a problem. I mean... 85, we got a lot from Muhlenberg County and Hanson. Got a lot of people come in from Webster County working. We have a lot of people that come into the county from out of county that work, and they bring their garbage, but we're cracking down on that.
What about, speaking of trash, what about condemned properties? You know, we've got some places here in the county where abandoned houses and barns and what have you are just decrepit. And are we doing enough on nuisance properties, Mr. Knoll?
We have a new officer, fairly new, Josh Gunn, and he's doing real well working with the county attorney. There's a lot of hoops you have to jump through. And just last week, we approved cleaning up a property on Anton Road. It costs the county money to go in and clean these places up, but then when they go on sale at the courthouse steps, or we put them up for bid, sealed bids, we hope to recoup our expenses. In my district, we have a place on Tucker Schoolhouse Road, and it should go on the courthouse steps for sale here in a few days or a few months. And then on 6:30, we had a place that was cleaned up. The jail people cleaned it up, and it's now going up for a sealed bid. You can contact the office and get the particulars on that piece of property if you're interested in purchasing it.
What about it, Mr. Hammerley? Do you think the county is doing enough about these nuisance properties?
I think from what I've seen, they are. You come into Madisonville, and we're pretty clean coming in from the surrounding counties. Not that there's anything wrong with the others, but I wouldn't want to put anybody out of house and home or condemn any properties that didn't need it. But like you say, it is expensive to do things like that, and from my knowledge and my eyes, mm-hmm. there's not many that need it, but the ones that do need it, I would like to see cleaned up.
Okay. You're listening to Western Kentucky Live here on WFMW. Our special guests today are Mr. Joseph Hammerley and Mr. Ronnie Noel. Both are Republicans running for the 4th District Magistrate race here in Hopkins County. And like I said, the winner of this primary will go against Democrat Charles Yarborough in the fall. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, each candidate will ask the other perhaps a question. We'll be back in just a moment.
About the IRS, they tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6781. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6781. That's 800-575-6781. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Total Travel Service in Madisonville is your local travel specialist. Call 270-821-1692 or visit them online at TotalTravelServiceInc.com. Travel made effortless.
Weather Edge Weather Center forecast brought to you by Total Travel. A 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 2 p.m. today. Partly sunny, windy, and 84. A 90% chance of showers and a few thunderstorms tonight. Some storms could produce heavy rainfall with a low 60. And then a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms late tomorrow afternoon going into the evening. High tomorrow 81, low tomorrow night 60, and rain chance near 100% tomorrow night. We have cloudy skies this morning in Madisonville. The rain is yet to cross over the Ohio River, but it's getting closer. 64 and cloudy at WFMW.
Paragon of Madisonville is celebrating its 25th year of serving families in our community and beyond. Our assisted living community believes health and wellness are at the heart of everything we do, from nutritious meals and fitness classes to personalized care and wellness programs. We help residents stay active, independent, and engaged, mind, body, and spirit. Discover a place where every day is an opportunity to feel your best. Call Marcy Cox at 270-824-9006 to schedule your tour.
This is Janitor Mike Lewis, and I'm asking for your support for re-election. With over 22 years of experience, I've worked every day to keep our facilities safe, secure, and professionally run. I've managed your tax dollars responsibly, supported our staff, and held our operations to the highest standards. I'm proud of what we've accomplished, and I'm ready to keep that steady, experienced leadership moving forward. On May 19th, vote Mike Lewis for Jailer. Experience you can trust.
paid for by Mike Lewis for Jailer.
Where neighbors meet, families gather, and friends are just a table away. That's Hollers in Earlington. Find them at 204 South Lee Trover, Todd Jr. Highway. Serving mouthwatering barbecue, tasty food, and a drink for every hand. Their doors are open to all, whether you're there for a bite, a night out, or one of their fun community events like karaoke. Planning your own party? There's always room for more. Follow Hollers on Facebook to see what's happening this week. Because at Hollers, it's more than a meal. It's community, family, and fun all in one place. Mention hearing this ad for 10% off your purchase.
7:51, you're listening to Western Kentucky Live, featuring the 4th District Republican race for magistrate here in Hopkins County. Mr. Joseph Hemmerly and Mr. Ronnie Noel are our candidates. And we afford each candidate a question for the other candidate. And Mr. Hemmerly, we'll start with you. Do you have a question for Mr. Noel?
Let me think for a second.
Okay.
I do not.
Okay.
No.
Mr. Noel, do you have a question for Mr. Hemmerly?
Yes, sir. Joey, what's your handicap in golf?
It just depends, you know. Probably about a 2 or 3.
Okay.
Probably about a 2 or 3.
Okay, so you're a pretty good golfer.
Good's relative. Good is all relative.
What about you, Mr. Noel? What's your handicap?
I don't have a
swinging a club.
I don't own a golf club. I give it up several years ago. It was too frustrating and took too much time, so I'm not a golfer.
Okay. I used to be, and I did it 2 years, and anyway, that is the past. Let's talk about the fire departments here in Hopkins County. Starting with you, Mr. Hemmerly.
Yes, sir.
What about, we've got 13 or 15 fire departments here in Hopkins County. Would you be in favor of having a county fire department?
I'm not sure how other counties do that. I don't think that I necessarily would be. You know, the volunteers around Hopkins County, they do a great job from what I've been told. You know, I'm friends with a lot of the people at our fire department here inside the city limits of Madisonville, and also friends with a lot of people that do volunteer for those fire departments, NEBO, you know, those kind of volunteer fire departments. I think they do a great job. Like I said, most of them, the volunteers, like I said, they're volunteers. They do it for the love of their community. They don't need to be paid. They would obviously like to, but say those people do it for the love of their community, just talking to them in passing. And it's just one of those things where you'd have to look at the numbers. And I know inside the city limits, our fire department is great. Now, as far as expanding it to a countywide level, it's kind of like the ambulance service. You know, it's just be something you have to look at.
What about it, Mr. Noel?
I don't think so. I don't think the county at this point could afford it. And but we do have 14 fire departments throughout the county. And a year ago, we gave each department $100,000 to spend on things that they needed. That was ARPA money that came from the federal government. And the departments chose what they need to spend it on. There's some criteria, and we approved, and basically every department spent their $100,000 to improve. I think there might come a day that volunteers that show up and make the fire run might be compensated very, very little, you know, just a small amount. But that's up to each fire department, and some of them have fire dues, and they would fund that payment.
You know, every time there's a county election, people are talking about the insurance tax that is put on. The jail, insurance tax was taken out to pay for the new jail. New jail is paid for. Should we do away with the insurance tax, Mr. Noel, or perhaps lower it?
Well, when that was enacted, everyone in the county paid the 10% or 11.5% tax, and it came to the county. A couple years after that, the state changed the law, and the cities could collect that money. And all seven or nine incorporated cities took the entire amount. So the county lost a large portion of that tax money. Instead of paying the jail off in 10 years, it took almost 20 years to pay it off. And I don't know how, and the jail cost about $2 million of the county tax dollars to operate. And so we don't receive people in the city of Madisonville. If we took that tax off, the people in incorporated cities would still pay that tax. And we just put in motion to lower take the tax off of nonprofit churches out in the county to help alleviate that. But at this point, I don't see us being able to lower or take the tax off on the county people. Our coal severance money is drying up, and we've really got to tighten our belt and watch our pennies for the next few years.
What about it, Mr. Hammerly? Would you be in favor of lowering the insurance tax or doing away with it?
I am all in favor for any form of lowering taxes, as I think most people would be. You know, you'd have to obviously look at the budget, see where you can get it from. But, yeah, less taxes, the better.
I've always, we've not raised the county property tax rate in the 8 years that I've been on the court, and I still advocate that. However, things are getting tighter, and if the county did away with the insurance tax, Joy, you and I would still pay that tax.
Yeah.
Because you're in the city.
Yeah. We live in
the
city.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. City incorporated county. We close with closing comments, 1 minute comment from each candidate. We're at 7:58, so we've got 2 minutes till news time. Mr. Hammerly, Joseph Hammerly, one of the candidates for the 4th District Republican race. Mr. Hammerly, it's yours.
Say, I just want to thank you again for having me today, taking time out of your morning to have both of us on here. Say, my name is Joseph Hammerly. Most people know me by Joey. I work across the street at Barnett Strother Funeral Home. And I would just really appreciate if you could help me help the community in this race for magistrate. Appreciate your support. If you could vote for me in the primary, that would be great. Anything that I can do for anybody or anyone, city, county, and anywhere, I'm an open book. I'm an open door. I'm available 24/7 is the nature of my job. And I say, I just thank everybody for giving me the opportunity to do something like this for you guys.
Okay. That was Mr. Joseph Hammerly. Now we have Mr. Ronnie Noel.
Thank you, Danny, again, for having us on your program. You know, I'm seeking support to run for the 4th District Magistrate. My focus has always been simple: managing your tax dollars responsibly, improving our infrastructure, and staying accessible to the people of Hopkins County. I would humbly ask for your vote and support on May the 19th.
Okay. Okay, those are the Republican candidates for the 4th District Magistrate race here in Hopkins County. And like I said, winner of this primary will go against the Democrat in the fall, Charles Yarborough. And so that's going to wrap it up. We will have yet one more political program coming up in May, and we'll announce plans on that later on. So we want to thank both candidates for taking time out to come and chat with us about county business. News is next.